The number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship, part two. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 45. Hi, I'm John Fugler. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm your scholarship coach and CEO of RecruitMe. I left you last time at halftime on a six-item deal in our last episode, episode 44, on the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. Left you hanging, but this is too important to just rush through. I want to dig into the final three things today on about that secret. When that secret, again, is, if you can recite what I said last time, the secret to an athletic scholarship is this. You ready? You want to write it down. A set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method. Wow. If you haven't heard last episode, go back and listen to it so you can take a run up to this one. It only takes 15 minutes, and that's why I just make these 15 or sometimes 16 minutes long. And when I have a guest, maybe a little bit longer. But that's interesting. I got another guest coming up real soon here too. So this set of principles, I call it a set of connected things or parts forming a complex whole. You want an organized approach to your recruiting efforts. Organized approach, or you, I guarantee, you'll get lost along the way. You'll get discouraged. You'll give up because this is complex, but doesn't have to be. And I want to take the mystery out of this process. That's what this episode is all about. This is part two. We talked about last time three things. We'll get into the final three in this episode. And then next week, I've got another episode take you a little bit deeper into this whole idea of a system and how to get yours down. Summer recruiting season is here. That's why summer's important to you. And I urge you, please do something this summer. Do something. All the coaches are off season. Except those who are, I guess, are still in the NCAA baseball playoffs and getting closer to the College World Series. But everybody else is already done, I believe. And this summer, they will be done really soon, everyone. So they're recruiting. This is recruiting season. Don't take the summer off. Use it. Do some of the things that you've heard me talk about. Go back to past episodes and listen. But this is time to maximize it. They're off season. They're recruiting. You have more time as well as a student athlete. And I don't know if parents, if you have any more time, especially if you're running around, might be club season and tournaments and that type of thing. But use this time and focus on the recruiting season and get yourself out there and get before college coaches. As I record this, I'm heading out of the country. As you're listening to this, I'm gone, and I'm hoping that this automatically will post, and you can listen to the podcast. So I'm gone. I'll be back. Let me see. I get back. In fact, as you're listening to this, I get back in a week. I'm writing a book on recruiting and scholarships. Mentioned that in the last episode. I don't have a title yet, and I want you to help me with that title. I'll be sending out emails and Facebook post with some suggestions, and you can vote on one of three titles that I'm considering. Or if you hate them all, just tell me, because I want a book to be judged by its cover. Yes, I do. I want this book to be judged by its title. First time I've written a book on recruiting and scholarships. I've got all sorts of resources I'm drawing on and putting them in one place, trying to make it as easy as possible for parents and athletes to follow along. So that book is coming out. I'll tell you more about that as that gets closer. Last episode. By the way, go to my website to get the free download, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. We're talking about systems here. This will help you put that system together. At least you get started in this. It's very, everything I teach is cohesive, and that's what we wanted, a coordinated system, one which is not complex, but is a whole. So, system, we were going through an acrostic, S-Y-S-T-E-M, last time, and why you need a quality system. Number one, S, to silence the voices that you're hearing from others and you're reading and you're listening to, and maybe you're doing too much research and you're just so confused. The second thing a system will do is, you need discipline, and a system will help you with that. That's why. Third, it sets you apart from others. This is not a common thing. The system that you are hearing about from me This concept of a system is not done by most, and that's why so many families fail. You can be successful with a quality system. It's the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. The opposite of system, I said last time, is chaos. Is chaos. And if you have chaos in your recruiting efforts, you're dead. It's not going to work. So let's get revived here. Let's get a system going. I've got three more things that I want to share with you, the T, E, and M, about why you need a quality system, the advantages, the benefits of a quality system. And the T is take control of your recruiting. A system will allow you to take control of your recruiting. I am a big fan of this. Why? Because this is something you can't turn over to someone else. This is something you can't just hire somebody to do or be part of some service, something like that. This is something you need to own. You need to take control of. You need to take control so that coaches don't take control of the recruiting system for you. As you're putting yourself out or your son or daughter out to coaches and they respond and they're walking you through the process and you're just blindly walking through. But a system will help you take control of your recruiting. You have to do that. It's personal. You've got to own it. It has to be yours. Coaches love this. They love it when you approach them with confidence and they know you are coming to them because you're interested in their institution and their program. They're not having to go out and go fishing and finding talented athletes that might or might not be interested in their school. If they've got a talented athlete interested in their program, that is like gold to them. And that comes from you taking control of your recruiting process. Don't give it up to somebody else. You take control, okay? So that's T. Then there's E. You need a quality system because it will help you eliminate costly errors. I've seen so many people drop $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 without knowing where that money went, really, and not seeing any results. There's so many ways you can spend your money in recruiting. You can go to camps, showcases, travel to tournaments that are far, far away because there's something romantic about going far, far away, and that's where we're going to get recruited. That's where you're going to get recruited, son or daughter. We're going to such and such state. It's 2,000 miles away, and there's a tournament there, and you're going to be seen. Well, you can spend a lot of money to do that, and you don't have to travel a lot to get recruited. I'll tell you that right now. So that would be something that's really costly. You can blindly or in an uninformed way sign up for a service that you don't really know anything about and you haven't totally checked out. Some are good, some aren't. And you don't get the results that you expect, and that's costly. I think about costly errors of time. Spend a lot of time, months, maybe years. If you're going down the wrong trail, then hey, you've lost that time. You can't get it back. And there's only a window of time that your son or daughter will be able to be recruited. Time is as valuable as money. And how about the effort that you put in? Getting recruited, pursuing, takes physical effort, takes mental effort. Man, it takes emotional effort because it's up and down. It's a lot like competing. There's so many parallels to it. You're going to have some wins. You're going to have some losses. You're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some hills to climb. You're going to have some comebacks to make. You're going to have to impress some people. Oh, there's some ups and downs, and it's emotional. No doubt about it. This process is emotional. I know firsthand, going through it as a parent and watching my kids go through it themselves. There's a lot of emotion to this. If you have a system, it helps eliminate costly errors. Money, time, effort. You can't get the money back. You can't get the effort back, and you can't get the time back. All these things are commodities that you're investing, and I want you to invest them the right way. So a quality system helps you do that. Why? Because you're not taking a shotgun approach. you're not just trying this camp or this tournament or this showcase or this service. You're not doing things that you're not traveling here or there just based on, hey, that sounds like a good idea. No, if you have a system, you have basically a roadmap. It's cohesive. All of the things that these parts and pieces are all connected. And the definition of a system is another definition of a set of connected things, a set of connected things that form a complex whole. You're doing something that is well planned out, comes together in a system. None of this one-off stuff on a regular basis. Sometimes, yes. Now, having a system does not, I'll just honestly say, does not totally eliminate costly errors. You're going to make mistakes along the way. This isn't a perfectionist thing. It's just that the E for system here in the acrostic, boy, eliminate costly errors. That fit really well. I really like that. But let me put you at ease. Feel free to make mistakes. You're not going to bat 1,000. You're not going to run your best race every meet. You're not going to score a goal every game. You're not going to score 20 points. If you're a basketball player, every game, there's going to be times when you turn the ball over, times when you let the ball go between your legs, times when you get shut out. But, you know, in recruiting and scholarships, the same thing is going to happen. But you got to pick yourself back up and move ahead. But a system will help you reduce and almost eliminate the costly errors. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes you make. Use these parents, athletes, as a way to improve and do better and move to the next level, moving up the stairs, okay? So that's an E. Then the last one in system, which I want to give you some perspective here. This is a perspective M for you, and that is Major League Endeavor. Major League Endeavor. What do I mean by that? You're in something that is not for the faint of heart, recruiting and scholarships. As you know, this whole college sports business is getting bigger and bigger. The stakes are higher. More and more of it on TV. They're just so much to this. The coaches are held in high accountability for their performance. High accountability for how their teams do, whether they win or lose. And that's what it really comes down to. This is a business. It's a major league endeavor. A coach is not just going to flippantly hand you $5,000. Not just going to say, hey, you know, you're looking good and you're a good fit here. Here's a full ride. No, they're counting every dollar. They're taking a chance on every scholarship athlete. It's high stakes. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, depending on what sport you're going into, that a coach has in a budget that is going to allocate some of that to you, perhaps, to you. So this is a major league endeavor. You need to present yourself in the right way. You need to have quality conversations with coaches. There's so many things that you need to do in your system that will get you to where you want to go in that goal of an athletic scholarship at the school that is the best fit for you. This is a major league endeavor. It takes major league effort. It takes major league plan. And that's why I say and close with this is the M, that a system is the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. A quality system. A quality system. We're going to talk more about that in our next episode, which I've got for you here. Let me get the official title of that because we're going to go deeper in this. Five things that your system should deliver. Five things that your system should deliver. It's kind of like a funnel. We're getting, you know, a little more focused here, and you'll have some good takeaways from that. But I want to give you a thought here and really nail it for you that you do need a system. If you're doing all sorts of things and you're just trying things, stop. Please stop doing that. Please stop doing that. I mean, even right now, just stop taking advice from people. Step back, and here's what you can do as an action point for your system. I'd like you to I'd like you to take a sheet of paper out and just start making a bullet point list of things you're doing or have been doing towards recruiting and scholarships. So what are those activities? What are those things? And then I want you to, on another sheet of paper, take each one of those things and put a X in the middle of that sheet. And around that, write all those things that are part of this system, okay? It's kind of like I'm drawing the sun and the solar system around it. That's what you want to do. And you look at this and say, here are the pieces. Does it look like each of these pieces should be part of my system? Now, I know this is kind of, you know, kind of untried and untested for you, but you've got some smarts here. Put that down, and you'll be able to begin to draw out your system and see what things might fit and might not fit. That's a good thing to do between now and the next episode, all right? So get it down on paper, take a look and see what kind of basic system that you're working with right now, and you'll see things that do fit and don't fit. You'll see things which are strong parts of the system that need to stay and others that won't. Well, I'm over time, but I did want to bring this home, give you something to apply. Appreciate you hanging out with me. And remember, next week we're going to dig even deeper with five things your system should deliver. We talk about a quality system. Well, I'll tell you what your quality system should have in it. All right, no more thinking about shotgun, one-offs, all that stuff. You can't do it that way anymore. You need to have a system, a cohesive system connected, many parts connecting to the whole. Think about that and go to my website to pick up your freebie, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. That is a 4-page document talking about the 3 rules of recruiting. So get that at recruitme.com. I'll have a link in my show notes as well. Talk to you next Tuesday.